We were talking, I think it was earlier this year, about a New Zealand couple who were proud as punch because they had uncovered the world's biggest spud. They called it Doug. They actually toured it around parts of New Zealand. This is a true story. I think they had a little cart.
They made a little wagon for it and towed it along to show everyone Doug the spud, big spud. They were so proud.
Putting smiles on faces.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what it was all about.
Yep.
Well, some bad news. There's been an update.
What's going on?
After months of submitting photos and paperwork to the Guinness Records.
Okay, yep.
Because they wanted it certified.
Verified, yep.
Yeah, they've unfortunately got this email back. So one of the couples called Colin and the email reads, "Dear Colin, sadly the specimen is not a potato and is in fact the tuber of a type of gourd. For this reason, we do unfortunately have to disqualify the application. These morons will walk on." I'm sorry.
But it looked like a potato. It's not like it was a pumpkin and they're going, "Look at this big potato." Like, so I think you've gone in a bit hot here to them. Like, it looked like a potato. They were proud.
I saw that.
They're bringing smiles to faces, touring Doug the spud. Yeah.
I think you told this story. I never looked at the photo. I've looked at it today and I look at it. I'm like, that doesn't look like it's definitely a potato. It just looks like something.
Or you didn't go, "Oh, I think that's a gourd." Did ya? Don't come out now and go, "Oh, yeah."
I've never heard of a gourd.
No, neither. Isn't that sad, though? You're touring with it.
You've got to get it right.
People are putting pictures on Facebook going, "I've met the world's biggest spud, Doug." Now,
I shouldn't come in hot because it does remind me of that time where I was touring Australia with what was the world's biggest apple. Turns out it was a honeydew melon. And wasn't there egg on my face?